I want to just say I don't enjoy fasting. I don't know if anybody does, but this time was different. It was such a blessing. And I think I was sad that it came to an end, actually. Funny that. But I just want to share what I felt the Lord showed me. I woke up yesterday morning feeling very hungry, physically weak, empty, cold. And I was made aware of that was true of me spiritually. That yes, physically I was feeling that, but the Lord showed me that I needed Him to feed me. I needed Him to be my strength. I needed Him to fill me with Himself. And where I'm pretty cold spiritually sometimes, I needed Him to warm me up. And Philip and I have done it together, which also helped. I didn't have to cook, which was wonderful. Sorry, the moms who still had to cook and yet not eat. It was such a blessing. Just time to have extended times of prayer together. There was just a deep peace, a sense of being able to rest, and an intentional fasting for various people in our family and friends. It's been deeply restful. Time in His presence. Sorry, just got something there. I've been asking for a deeper ability to worship in the Spirit. So often I'm just stuck in my mind and my mind goes off somewhere or other. I need God's help. I need His Spirit for everything. Whether it's praying, whether it's witnessing, whether it's just doing life, I need Him. And so when I'm weak, then I'm strong. And I just wanted to say two other short verses which struck me. God says, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And He says, return to me and I will return to you. Both those require us to do those two things. Return and draw near. And His promise is then He will meet us. So thank you, Glenn and elders, for calling us to this. Praying for us all to really find a newness in Him.
Morning, everyone. I just have a quick testimony. On Wednesday morning, I also woke up feeling very weak, and I had a crazy, crazy headache. So I got back into bed, and then our five-year-old Heidi came and lay with me, and I said, "Oh, mommy's not feeling well." And she said, "Can I pray for you, mommy?" And I said, "Yes, please." So she just said, "Lord, please heal mommy and take her pain away." And as she finished praying, I just felt the pain that was there just go. It just lifted, and I didn't have a headache the rest of the day. And during the rest of the fast, I just felt God remind me and say to me, "That's how you must come. Come in simple faith. Come and trust me. I'm a good father who gives good gifts to his children. And if a five-year-old has that faith, that simple faith, come, ask, trust. Why don't we?" So.
Morning, everyone. If you guys don't know me, I'm JP. So I've been thinking like 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago that I want to give my heart to the Lord. And Tuesday I went to CS and I asked Shane if he will pray for me to give my heart to the Lord. And Tuesday I gave my heart to the Lord.
I really don't know how you follow that. That is just incredible. Yo, thank you, Lord. My testimony is about just the Holy Spirit's amazing way of guiding us in prayer. So early this week, I got a message from somebody who just was reminded afresh to pray for the lost and family members in specific. So thought, okay, I'm with you there. I'm going to pray with you. And I actually felt more specifically to pray for the children of this couple, that they would come to faith. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm just going to follow the prompting and pray for them. And then this morning, Matt woke up with the little girl's name on his mind. And I hadn't told him at all. He didn't know any of the background conversation that I was having with this lady and what was going on. And so for me, it was just such confirmation of this Holy Spirit's ability to guide us in prayer with his what's on his heart and what he's busy doing. So, yeah, just praying for more of that this morning as well.
The fasting for us, for me, was like, I've never done something like this ever. We'll do one thing or, and I spoke to my sister and I said to her, it's so awesome to be able to. So we gave up 12 to 12 fasting, and it was challenging. And so I've been challenged the whole week, and I had somebody that's a supplier of us, and he came to us, and I was testifying what God's been doing, and I just saw this blankness on his face, and I said to him, like, do you believe? And he said, no. And I was gut punched, because his mannerism, I would never have ever thought that he does not believe. And he said he's an atheist, and that word struck me so hard in my gut. And I didn't know what to do with it. I said, I'm shocked. I don't know how to take this. What do I do with this? And I just said, well, that's you. I'm leading me, and I'm trusting that something will change. But, and I was tested so much with that word. It laid so heavy on my heart for that day. And I just put the worship on louder and louder and louder, because I felt that the enemy was putting that on me. Why are you doing this? Why are you fasting? Why are you doing this? And I'm like, I'm doing it for God. I'm doing it for breakthrough. I'm doing it for... It was such a challenge for me. And I'm like, thank you so much for... And I did it for 5 days, from Monday to Friday. And I was like, I want to do more. So thank you so much for pushing us into this.
Welcome back, Wayne. Morning, everyone. It's been 4 months since I stood here, and it's great to be back. I went off on a trip, and this morning I just really wanted to bring you, I guess, greetings, I suppose, from through this trip. I went to a church in England. I went to a French church. I went to a German church. I went to a Ukrainian church. I met people in a church in Poland, and I just want to bring you greetings. It struck me this morning as we're sitting here, we're all part of the body of Christ, and it's such a beautiful, amazing thing. I went to Dubai Church as well last week, and seeing the mixture of people and the different nations, and how God meets us where we are in our cultural bits, across our cultural zones, and all that. So we might be sitting here in the furthest tip of Africa, and I want to say we're part of this huge family of God this morning, and I was just overwhelmed by the welcome I got, by the help I got, by the reception I got, and how easy it is to be brothers and sisters in Christ for these people that have very, very different things to us. And so I want to encourage you this morning. I didn't take part in the fast, but I look forward to doing it again. And thank you.
Hi, everyone. Richard. Just an encouragement. So going through a time where I'm feeling actually a little bit condemned, a little bit guilty. I'm working crazy hours, not spending as much time as I should in the Word, and sort of feeling that I'm a little bit disconnected at the moment. And just an encouragement, because a couple of days ago, someone came to give us some news, and before they came, something dropped, and I knew what they were going to come and speak about. I knew exactly what they were going to speak about, and I was able to encourage them. And that's not me, that's the Holy Spirit. And God gives us the Spirit, and it's without repentance. And He gives us these gifts, these amazing gifts. Trust in Him. He's a good Father. He gives you good gifts. Not because of you, not because I'm great, but because He loves us.
So I got encouraged with Psalm 27, and the whole portion of it is actually just, I love all the imagery that speaks about how epic God is and powerful He is, but in tandem with how much He just loves and wants to protect us and is always calling us. And so that Psalm ends off with, wait patiently for the Lord, be brave and courageous. Yes, wait patiently for the Lord. And one thing that I find fascinating with fasting is it kind of reminds you how independent we are and how much we're so used to looking after ourselves and providing for ourselves. And then when you're in that space, you're like, ah, I really need to rely on you, Lord. And it also redefined waiting. I think a lot for a long portion waiting to me was kind of just like, cool, something will happen. But it's more the fact of like, I actually need to desire that you will take care of me, that you will give me that courage and the bravery. And I actually just want to encourage that. Like, if you have a moment, go read 27 for yourself. But very much the thing of like, can we actually put our independent selves aside there and walk in partnership with the Lord? And so I feel very challenged by that. And I'm looking forward to God doing a difference in that department. Yeah.
Wonderful. All of those evidences of God at work in our lives. So believe it. That's a great segue. Thank you for that, Shane. One of the first points that we spoke about through the fast was waiting. So we spoke of wait, surrender, and trust. And so as we see in Acts 1, it says, while staying with them, Jesus ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. And so Jesus is speaking to people who've already been water baptized. They're believers in him, but he says that you still need the empowering and the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so when we own up to our own lostness, when we own up to our own wickedness, that without Jesus we're trying to pursue a life that is not pleasing to God the Father, the moment we acknowledge him as Lord and the moment we surrender ourselves, God says through Ezekiel, I will sprinkle clean water upon you. You shall be clean from all your uncleannesses and from all your idols. I will cleanse you. A new heart I will give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove from your body the heart of stone, and I will give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you, and I will make you follow my statutes and be careful to observe my ordinances. And so we are desperate for the empowering of the Spirit if we're going to live lives that are pleasing to God. We can't do it on our own. It doesn't matter how much quiet time we have, Rich. It doesn't matter how many prayers we pray. We are desperately in need of the Spirit of God. And so what is he calling you to surrender? Some of you maybe have never surrendered your entire life to him. Today's the day. Surrender your life to Jesus. And for the rest of us, as we continue to walk with the Lord, there's many areas of our lives that we still need to surrender to him. You will receive power when this happens. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And so we're going to sing two more songs now. Let's stand together. And as we do that, set our minds upon this active waiting before the Lord and pressing in and drawing near to him. Let's stand together. Just as we continue to sing those choruses, Yaku feels that he has a tongue, and so I just want to ask if anyone is sensing an interpretation to please, as we're singing, consider before the Lord, and then come speak to me.
Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, "Anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Rivers of living water." When he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit who would be given to everyone believing in him. Rivers of living water, Lord God, that is what you have for us. I say rivers of living water is what I want to flow through you, my people. Rivers flowing in and rivers flowing out. You are not a dam to be welled up. You are rivers of my Spirit flowing through you. Because I love you, because you are my people, called by my name. You are my possession, a holy priesthood. For rivers of living water to flow through. My Spirit I pour out to you this morning to flow through you. Receive. Anyone who comes to me this morning will receive rivers, rivers, and rivers of living water. That cannot be held back. It will not die. It is eternal. My people, come to me. Rivers of living water I give to you.
It is not the first time Jesus has promised that, and so let us draw near to him as we continue to sing.
It's a well-known passage, but I feel this heavy on my heart. So I want to read it and share it. Isaiah chapter 6. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And the one called to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." And then, what a great then that is. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for." Father, as much as you spoke those words to one of your prophets, that is true for each and every one of us. We are a people of unclean lips. Who are we this morning to sing your praises? Who are we to think that we can pray to you? But you have come and cleansed us by the blood of Jesus at infinite cost to yourself. Your fire hot holiness by the blood of Jesus has cleansed us, atoned for our sin, that we can speak and hold your name on our lips and tell others about you. Who are we that we can tell people about you? But God, you've cleansed us. Send us, Lord. Send us. May we confess, may we tell people of who you are and of what we've seen. God, we want to see you. We want to see you, Lord. And we want to tell of who you are, because you've changed us, God. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that we can see you and know you. Thank you for cleansing us, Lord.
I felt that God impressed on me as Jaco was speaking that the Lord is great and mighty, and is also great in mercy and quick to save. His mercies are everlasting. And if any of you are burdening under a sense of condemnation, he wants to set you free from that. And he encourages you to step towards him, to lay those burdens at his feet, because he is everlasting. His mercies are everlasting. He's already brought atonement for your sins, and he invites you into that place of freedom and forgiveness forevermore.
So let's surrender before the Lord. Some of us, there may be unforgiveness as you stand before him to do some business with him personally. Confess where there is unforgiveness and ask him to forgive and to do a deep work in your heart. Let's do that now. Merciful to give, for to forgive all who ask. Those of us who perhaps have cherished sins in our lives that we just have not submitted to him, surrender it before him now. Ask the Lord if there is pride or control in your life that you are unwilling to surrender to Him. Confess that before Him. The Lord commands His people not to worry or to be anxious. All that does is steals from our lives and it lies to us. Confess your worry, confess your anxiety before the Lord and surrender that area to Him. We thank you that you are merciful. We thank you that we do not have to jump through hoops, but that we come to you repenting and you are merciful to forgive. Thank you for hearing our prayers. We surrender all those and things we perhaps have not even considered before your throne.
During this time of fasting that we've just been through, Charmian and I went to a funeral. It was a funeral that took place in England, but you can go to those sorts of funerals these days. It was of a young man who was a friend of ours. Yes, please sit down. Who was a friend of ours when we lived in Limpopo. He went into the South African Air Force where he trained to fly, and then he returned to England and joined the RAF. And a few days ago during training sessions there was an accident and he was killed. He was a Christian young man, and we went to his funeral yesterday. And the verse which was chosen as the verse for that funeral was, "Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in His great mercy." In His great mercy, He gave us to be born again to a living hope. Isn't that a lovely word? A living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. A verse which was read out to a church full of RAF personnel. And it was so thrilling to hear, because the rest of his family, except his mother, are avowedly atheist. But that was the testimony at Jeff's funeral yesterday. And it just lifted me up at the end of this session of fasting that which we have been doing. And I was just sitting there thinking about it and felt that the Lord was saying to me, "I need to share that verse. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In His great mercy, He gave us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." And I felt particularly, JP, that it was for you.
Stand together. Lord, it is your great mercy that we come for. This is not our achievements. This is not how smart we are. This is not our upbringing. This is not how amazing our quiet times have been. It is your mercy. We come to you, the living water, to ask for your mercy as we draw near to our God. Lord, that truly is the cry of our hearts. We know that we will not walk in that in perfection until we are in your presence. But by the power of your Spirit and by your mercy, you enable us to live lives that are pleasing to you. That in ever-increasing measure we can surrender our lives to you. And so in you we trust, in you alone. I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks receives. Everyone who searches finds. Everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, you will give him a snake instead of a fish? Or if your child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? God, our trust in you does not depend upon our feelings, but upon your faithful promises. Those in Christ are already temples of the Holy Spirit. We are coming before you now, God, as you have said for those who are thirsty, that you would fill them. I'm going to invite some leaders around the sides and up front. We're going to invite you to ask somebody to pray for you, either for the filling of the Spirit, if you're wanting healing. Please also pray for one another in the seats. You don't have to come forward, but we do want to make an attempt to move toward the Lord, and we want to do that through fellow believers. I'm going to also open the space. The musicians are going to continue just with music in the background. I'm going to make space for an open mic, that as the Lord is putting something on your heart, Inga will be manning or womaning the mic. So please work through her and bring your contributions. The rest of us will continue to pray, but let's really be expectant for God to move. For those of you that he's also dealing with, just be where you are. Continue in this mode of worship before him and let him continue to minister to you. Let's come forward and pray.
I'd like to just pray a passage of scripture over us, Ephesians 3:14 to the end of that chapter. But what struck me is that we need the Holy Spirit's power to let God dwell in our hearts through faith. We need the Holy Spirit's power to believe he loves us and receive his love. We need the Holy Spirit's power to ask. So I'd like to pray this over us. Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, we bow our knees to ask that according to the riches of your glory, you may grant us to be strengthened with power through your Spirit in our inner being, so that Jesus Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith, so that we, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend and grasp with all your people what is the breadth and length and height and depth, that we may know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that you and we may all be filled with all the fullness of God. Father, you're able to do far more abundantly than all that we ask or think, according to your power that it does work within us. To you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
So I just had such a sense that God has been saying that you've heard me and you've seen me this morning. I'm the Almighty God. What is impossible for me? And a deep, deep feeling of calling people to surrender those things that you think he cannot change, those things that you've become so familiar that I'm just like that, that cannot go, and you have kind of put a full stop there. I really feel God saying, all you need to do, he's mighty, all you need to do is say, Lord, this is yours. I surrender this to you. I really do feel he wants to bring a deliverance and a deep healing in people this morning.
There are leaders all around the hall, so if you feel you would like prayer for anything at all, especially to receive the Spirit, baptism in the Spirit, then please make your way to one of the leaders. I also just want to ask that if there's anyone who wants prayer for just the spiritual gifts to be released in them, as we've been preaching through the spiritual gift series, you're welcome also to come to any of the leaders to pray for that. And if there's anyone that you see operating in that gift already in this body, then go to them and ask them to pray for you.
Good morning. My name is Cornell. I'm just going to call on all of us to this morning just to intercede for what's happening on the Cape Flats with the many killings that's happening every weekend and through the week. I believe that the power of God is in us, all of us, to stand together as a congregation and to intercede for the scourge of murders that's happening not just here, but in our country. So if you want to stand with me, let's raise our voices. If you want to pray in the Spirit, you pray in the Spirit. Let's just call on God for this beautiful country of ours and the beautiful people. Father, so as your people, we come this morning and we thank you, God, that you have ordained our country, Lord, to be a shining light to the world. But Father, we come this morning and we plead and we intercede, Lord, for what's happening in the hearts of young people, young men, young women that are being killed. And we come against you. We come against you, spirit of murder. We come against you, spirit of injustice. We come against you, spirit of immorality. And we have the power of the Holy Spirit through what Jesus has done by him being resurrected and him giving us his Spirit. So, Father, in Jesus' name, we come against these authorities in the heavenly realms, these powers, Lord, that think that they can do with people's lives just as they wish. And we intercede this morning, Father, and we break your power. We come against you, not in our own authority, but with the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're saying, no, 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 in Jesus' name, we break the scourge of murders. We break the scourge of authorities that's not legitimate over us, Lord. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that there's a wave of light, a wave of refreshing, a wave of joy that comes through to our people, Lord. And Father, that it's not just a moment, but Father, it's wave after wave after wave. And we call our country, Lord, to come to repentance, Lord, to come and to see you as the only God. Father, there is no authority higher than your authority. And Father, through your Spirit, we have courage, Lord. We have courage to come. And we call on your name and we say, Jesus, let your reign come. Let your reign rule in this part of our world. And Father, we thank you that we can ask that in the precious name of Jesus. And in your name, it is yea and amen. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for the unity that your Spirit brings among your people, for all the prayers and all the contributions that we've heard this morning. We stand in unity to say, God, would you answer those prayers? Would you hear us? Would we receive your word? And God, that together as a community, we want to draw near to you. That we would be a community that is in deep fellowship, not just with one another, but with you. We want to resist the dead religion. We ask that the life of your Spirit would be so evident in this people. And these moments together like this are absolutely amazing. But you also empower us to go. You commission us to take the Spirit. You empower us that we would be your witnesses. And so God, as we eat this bread and drink this juice, may it be an agreement of us with you to say, God, would you have your way with us? We surrender to you. We will go and be witnesses of your gospel message if you will empower us. And we do this only because you laid your life down for us. And so we eat this bread and we drink this juice in remembrance of you. Thank you for fulfilling your promises to your people this morning, Lord. Your word encourages us that we are your body. We are your temple and the temple of the Holy Spirit. We have this from God, and we are not our own, for we were bought with a price. Therefore, your call for us is to glorify you in our bodies. So thank you for this moment, but God, would it lead us to a place of continually glorifying you in our life choices, in the way that we resist the devil and resist evil, in the way that we proclaim your gospel message, and in the way that you empower us to build up your church. We love you, God, and we are so, so grateful for your goodness. We are so grateful for your kindness. Thank you for how you've spoken to people, how you've healed people, and how you've just brought life, and not just life for now, but eternal life to so many in this room and in the world. We are so, so grateful for you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, you lovely people. Thank you, Musos, for serving us so diligently. Appreciate it. Soup and bread will be served. If you do want some more prayer, please don't rush off. Absolutely welcome to continue with that. But otherwise, have a fantastic week. Amen.